We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Rav Huna, Achsadra Ein Lo Dal Ramis. Achsadra does not have four Amis. That means we just said a bias in front of the door of a bias gets four Amis in the Chatzah. Why? Because you need space to unload your Chamar. But Achsadra, we are assuming you could bring the Chamar into the Achsadra, because Achsadra is a place which has a roof with no walls. That's what Rashi learned. That's what Achsadra is. It's a place with a roof out, any walls. It's like we have, sometimes we have a garage. It's not a garage. It's a place to get the car with the roof. It's shady, but it's no walls. You can bring the car right into that garage. You can bring the Chamar right into that. Time and Maimish Empiric Masoi. Why do you get four Amis? Because of unloading and loading. You go into the Achsadra to unload. Mefarik. So that's why Huna says Achsadra does not get four Amis. Most Rav Sheshes, Echad Shari Batim, Ve'echad Shari Achsadra is Yesh Lehem Dalet Amis. That Rav Sheshes said, Sai Shari Batim, and Sai Shari Achsadra is Yesh Lehem Dalet Amis. Clearly, the doors of a house and the door of Achsadra get four Amis. What Rav Huna says, you don't get four Amis. You clearly get four Amis over here. And for the Gemara, it's a different Achsadra in that Braisa. Kitan Yahi, Bachsadra de Beirav. Talking about Achsadra de Beirav, where they learn Torah there, and they have walls. They have walls around it. It just has big windows, but it has walls. For the Gemara, Achsadra de Beirav, Pshita, Junyam Aliyah. It's a regular house. What's the Chiddush? What would be the Chiddush in such a house that you get four Amis? It's a regular house. Gemara says, Al Achsadra Misa. Talking about Achsadra that has walls, but very low walls. So it's not, and doesn't reach the roof, those walls. So it's not mamish, a house. The chiddush is that here you will get Dalet Amis. The reason is because you can't bring the behemoth into this place because it has walls and you keep Kalim there, and therefore you don't get a din Dalet Amis. Tanu Rabbanan. Learn to the Braisa. Beis Shar Achsadra Umar Peses Yeshlam Dalet Amis. The door of Achsadra, and which we're talking about Achsadra Rumisa, like the Gemara said before, that we're talking about with walls. Umar Peses is let's say there's a second floor on this building, and it has five apartments up there. And up there is a porch, and that porch has an entrance down in the Chatzah. So Yeshlem Dalet Amis. They get four Amis for that door. Let's say there's five houses upstairs. They only get one Dalet Amis, because it goes per door, basically. And here, this is their door. They don't get more than Dalet Amis. If someone has a chicken coop in the chatzar, it's like a little house that they keep the chickens there. Yesh le dalet amis, ein le dalet amis. They get four amis or not. Amalei answer, taimam shum pirik masoi. Why do you need dalet amis? To unload your groceries. Hacha here, you don't have to unload the chickens here. The chickens know how to get in without any room. Hacha matapas velum tamas there. They climb up the wall and climb down a wall. They don't need any space. They go up. They go up vertically. They go up. They don't have to go. They don't need any space to be unloaded, and therefore there's no din of Dalet Amis when it comes to a Lul Shatana Goylem. Bayimne Rav and Rav Nachman. Bayis, let's say a bayis, chetziv makura, chetziv makura. Half it has a roof, half does not have a roof. Yes, loy Dalet Amis, ela Dalet Amis. What's the shayla? Because we said that the reason why you need space is because you can't unload your chamar in the house. Now, that's very nice. You can't unload the chamar in the house. That's only if you have kalim in the house. But if you don't kalim, no utensils, no kalim in the house, nothing important in the house, you can bring the chamar in. Now, if it has no roof, you obviously don't keep anything important there. So if it's half of the house now have a roof, I can bring my chamar into there. So therefore, the shaila was, if bay is chasim akura, v'chasim akura, yesh dalamas, yesh dalamas, yesh dalamas, not, amalei, ain't le dalamas, you don't get dalamas, bring the chamar inside the house. And we'll tell you a chiddush. Loime boy kiri of milgav. Not only if the roof is milgav, which means the roof part of the house is away from the chatzir, is the inside part of the house. But the part next to the chatzir is uncovered. The efshad ayal legavoi mafarik, you can bring the chamar right in to the front and unpack it. El filik ruv mekabichotz. Even if the roof is filik ruv kabichotz, efshad ayal legavoi mafarik. Even if the roof is towards the outside, which means towards the chatzir, and it's the inside that's uncovered. The geluy of the ragash el tzapnim, the inside is uncovered. I still could bring my chamar all the way in the house to the back of the house and unpack it over there. El filkru of kabichos, after the ayal gavoy, you bring it all the inside, mafarik, whatever, there's no roof, there's no kalim there. So that's the halacha. If you have a house with a half a roof, you have to bring the chamar into that place without the roof, and you don't get four amis in the chatzit. Baim ne Rav Huna me Rebbe Ami. Echob ne mavu shabikesh lahachzer pischel mavi acha. We have over here, a mavui is a place, it's basically, the easiest way to understand it in today's age, is like a cul-de-sac a little road that has a bunch of houses with properties in front of it that are open to this road, this cul-de-sac, this quiet road. Now, this house has an opening on this, in this cul-de-sac, but the house is a very long house, and it goes to the other cul-de-sac as well. It stretches from cul-de-sac to cul-de-sac. But that's his backyard, the other side. And this is the front yard. And he has a door over here. Shaila is, he's let it close up this door, and now make his door on the other side. And now, make a little more traffic in the other mavi. That's the question. That's what we're learning from Lashon L'Hachzer. He wants to move his Pesach l'mavi achet, to different mavi. Mavi ma'akvim alav, ain't ma'akvim alav. Are the Mavi ma'akvim not? Because the Mavi said, I want more traffic in my side. Now, some of the Rishonim speak out that if the other Mavi was anyway mafulish on both sides to Rosh Hashanah, so anyway people go through it. People use that as a street to go from 14th to 50th Avenue, you go down 50th Street, they go anyway down the street. So big deal, open another spot. That makes no difference. But here we're talking about it was closed on one side, so you're increasing traffic. So could you be ma'akiv or not? Amalei b'nei mavi ma'akiv alav. They kataka be ma'akiv. Say, I don't want more traffic. Keep the door where you are and don't put a door over here. Now some are trying to say that if you wouldn't close the door on this side, then l'kuli yama, it wouldn't be a shayla, it would be a positive problem. Why? Because if you leave your door open on both sides of your house, you're going to cause a lot of people to use that as a shortcut from this mavi to that mavi, and that for sure would be a problem. The whole shayla was only because I'm closing this side, opening this side, and still the halacha is that this mavi could say, you know, you're never here, go back to your mavi, and don't increase traffic in our mavi. So tomorrow, Vaita. Achsanya lifnei bnei odom is chalakas or lifnei pesachim is chalakas. Rashi learns achsanya means that sometimes the melech sends the army, the national guard to town, and you have to take care of them. The halacha is that you have to bring them into your house, and the shaila is, how do you split up? Who takes care of them? Which person is responsible to take care of them? That's the question. So, do you go bust how many people are in the household or how many doors you have in your house? That's the shayla. Bnei Adam is chalakas or Bnei Pesachim is chalakas. Amalei said, Lefi Bnei Adam is chalakas. We split it, Lefi the Bnei Adam, that's how we split it. We split Lefi Bnei Adam, that's how we split the how many people you have in your household, that's how many achsans you have to take in. It goes, it could be it's a shekel head tax, it could be it's a shayla, what it means. Sometimes it's not a head tax, but in any case, as many people you have in your house, that's how many people in the army you have to take in. And it doesn't go how many doors you have in your house. First, the bride brings down another halacha. Zevel shebechotzer is chalekas v'psachim. When it comes to splitting the zevel, you have zevel in the chotzer that people threw out the garbage from the house and turned into zevel, that goes v'psachim, because the Gemara assumes that every door produces garbage. So the more doors you have, the more garbage you produce. Because you throw out the garbage through the door. Even though it wouldn't make so much sense. Every house has the same amount of garbage. How many of the doors? But the Gemara assumes the doors, that see how many doors, that's how much garbage you have. So Zevel Shebechatz, when you split it up, Mischalekas Lefi Pesachim. You split it up Lefi Pesachim. Achsanya, when it comes to the army that comes to the city, Lefnei Bnei Adam, Lefi Bnei Adam, it goes per how many people you have, like the Gemara just said, and that's Raya from this Braisa to that halacha. We have one of the Bnei Mavui that wants to, so Rashi learns the case like this, that we have here a long Mavui, and one after another is a Chatzar, 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 and one of the guys, one of the Chatzar, since he has four Amis into the Mavui that belongs to him, that's what Rashi assumes, Taisi says, I don't know where he got that from, but he says, we only learned that you get four Amis and a Chatzar connected to your door. Here, Rashi is saying, you get four Amis connected to your Chatzar door in the Mavui. Since that's yours, I want to make a little fence around that. I want to block that in. So the halacha is, Rahuna says, Echonim Mavui Shabikash Listom connected Pischa, Ne Mavum Akmalov, Shamarbal is Derech. Ne Mavui could stop him from doing it because now everyone walks in the Mavui, he has to walk around his wall, and therefore I can stop you from doing it. That's how Rashi learns. Taisa is a different pshat. We will maybe speak it out. When we finish the Gemara, we'll speak out Taisa's pshat. Ulai. So Rav Huna says, Fi Rashi means that your four Amis you have in front of your Chatzar, I cannot fence it off because I'm making people walk around it. And it says the Lashon is, everyone can ma'akiv. B'nei Mavim ma'akiv alav. Mason, answer your kasha like this. Chomech Chatzeris Psuchos L'mavi. There are five Chatzeris open to a Mavi, all in a long Mavi. Kulam Mishtameshes in a Chatzayna. All of them could mishtamish in the Mavi that's in front of the outer Chatzar. Why? Because they anyway have to walk through there to get to Rosh Hashanah. You have to walk through to get to Rosh Hashanah. So of course, with the outer guy, everyone has Rishus. Chatzar only can mishtamish the Mavi in front of his house. Not, he can't go back deep into the Mavi because that's not part of his Rishus. He only has Rishus to what he can walk out to Rosh Hashanah from. So only what's connected his Chatzar. Vashar mishtameshes in mashnia. And everyone else can mishtameshes in the second guy. Vashnia mishtameshes last. Mashnia only gets himself. The second one. Mishtameshes in machatzayna. He can also do chatzayna. Nimtzis panimis, the inside of the five. Mishtameshes la'atzma, mishtameshes kol achas. He can mishtamesh with everyone. Then the second guy can mishtamesh with everyone in front of him, not the one behind him, and so on and so forth. So what do you see? So you see that not everyone can be ma'akev. So Rashi, where Rashi's akash is, the kash of Rav Huna, the Omar kula ma'akvin va'fil achatzayrim achatzayna ma'akev alpnei. It's not Rav Huna. Everyone can ma'akev that wall. Only the people behind him can ma'akev. The guys in front of him cannot ma'akev because they have no right to go there. So when it says tanoi, it's machlokes tanoi really. The title of the brayso, echem ne'mavi shabikish lahachzah pischel le'mavi. So the beginning of brayso talks about something we talked about before. One of the mavi wants to close up his door and open the door into a different mavi. The other mavi, the second mavi, can ma'akev hayisasim if the door was always there, just was closed. Ubikash lepeischi wants to open it. Ain bnei mavi ma'akev malav. Then the bnei mavi can't stop him because there he has a chazaka. That's really his door. Divrei Rebbe. Shmuel Loza says the loch of chamish chatzeris. We have to know where it comes in over here. Chamish chatzeris apsuchas mavi kula mishdamshes mavi zoom zoom. Anyone has a right back and forth. Zoom zoom. We just talked about a mavi switching his door, and then we start talking about the five chaseris. How did that come in? So one says chsuri mechsuro. In the Rebbe, he adds on. We add something on. Everyone can use the outer. And the outer one only works for himself, and like so on and so forth. Only the one for the as you walk out, you have resistance that guy behind in front of you, not from behind you. Divrei Rebbe. That was like the price we had before. Rav Shimon Loza argues, "I'm a chomish chaserus apsuchas mavi kum mishtamis mavi." All of reshus mishtamis mavi. So that's the answer to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said everyone's ma'akev because going according to Rav Shimon Loza says that everyone has a right on every part of the mavi. And that's how we answer the kasha with Lagis Tanoim. Now Tais is a different shot in the whole sugya. What the case was that the bnei mavi, he says you don't get four amos in front of your door of the mavi, and therefore he had bothered by Rashi's shot. Therefore he has a whole different shot. He says the guy all the way inside wanted to make a wall again across the mavi next to his chatzah. And he says, what's the difference to you? It's a mavi that's closed in that end, so you're just going that way. What do you care about this way? So Gemara says that they could be ma'akev on him. Why? Because they say, Lamaisa, when people come here, it gets something that's very packed. I need that room. Even for me, it makes it better if I have room back there. It makes it more bright in front of me. And if I need that room back in the mavi. And then we ask the kashna b'raisa, it says, no, that everyone in front doesn't have a right to go back. Gemara says, no, Tanoi, he does have a right to go back. One more Gemara. Amamar, Hoya Sosum Ubikesh Lepaischu. We just learned in this Braisa that if a door was closed, but it was a door, then you can open to other Mavi. Because you say, my door is always here. Amar Rav, it's only if you closed it up without taking off the post of that whole frame of the door. Amar Parts of Sima, if you close up a door, you're breaking down the whole post and the whole frame, Bnei Mavi Akvalov. Then the door is like, he was not here. Bring a raya, this idea that once the frame is off, the door is gone. The raya is here on top of the Yubayz and Aleph. Bayis sosum, yeshle dalad amis. A bayis that has a door that's closed up has dalad amis in the chlukas achotzak. We said before, you get those dalad amis in the chotzak. Parts of the sima, once you knocked off the entire frame, ain't dalad amis, you lose dalad amis. And the same thing when it comes to tumah. We know if there's tumah in a closed structure, then everything that's oil on top of that thing is tameh, unless it has a door where the tumah can get out. So bayis sosum ain't a matamah kol svivav. A bayis sosum, it's not matamah svivav. Why? Because it still has a door. Even though the door is shut closed, but still, and it's glued closed, but since it has a door, it's not matamah all around it. Parts of simav, matamah kol svivav. Now, parts of simav means there's no door. If there's no door, it becomes a din of a kaver. And a kaver, midrabanon, is metama all around it. Because they don't want people to get near it. So therefore, within 4 amas of a kaver, you're tummy already. Why? We don't want people to get near it. But if it has a door, it's not considered a kaver. Because it has a door for tummy to get out. So by itself, some ematama kol svivav doesn't have the rabbanon, the gadin of tummy all around it. Parts of simav, if you took off its post, its frame, metama kol svivav. It's tama all around it.